What's going on, guys? It's been a while, I understand. Just been busy, you know, work and just life in general, man. Life just takes a whole out of you, but, you know, no excuses. I got to sit here and keep rolling, man. Keep making these podcasts and do what I got to do. A lot of shit is going down with the whole COVID-19 still out here. Trump got it now, you know what I'm saying? People say he don't got it. People saying he has it. He's been diagnosed with it, him and his wife. So he's been quarantined. He's the president, so he got all that medical expense. He got all the treatment he can possibly get. Unlike the average person like me and you, you know what I'm saying? We got to go out there and bust our ass and pay an arm and a leg for medical bills and et cetera. That's why I try to keep myself healthy, man. Keep in shape, you know, take all the vitamin D supplements or whatever, fruits, vegetables, keep your immune system strong, you know, to avoid having COVID-19, because you don't want to have this shit, man. Everybody's bound to get it, I understand, you know, now that schools are open, everybody's, you know, just bound to get it. You know, a lot of schools tested positive, a lot of teachers, some staff members, some students got it, man. It's just scary, man. A lot of job sites are still closed, man. Some of them didn't even open at all. Some of them just shut down completely. Some restaurants I know shut down completely. Movie theaters are shut down. Like, it's crazy, man. Like, this is going to take a process to bring back this economy, because everything's just banged up, man. And, you know, now the election's coming up, you know, people are just going to decide what's going to go down, who's going to win, who's going to, you know, who can we trust during this crisis? Because it's not over yet, guys. This shit is not over, man. Yeah, they can sit here and say they can make a vaccine, this and that, but who's really going to take the vaccine? Come on, be honest. People don't even like taking flu shots. Unfortunately, I got to take a flu shot, man. I'm not a big fan of it, but I got to do it, you know what I'm saying? But it's not I don't like it, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, I'm not a big fan to it, but I got to do what I got to do, you know, just to keep my job. But yeah, man, like, there's other methods to keep your body in shape. There's no excuses, man. Just, you got to, you know, be positive and keep that, you know, mindset on point, you know, keep, just work out, you know, and try to keep your body active, eat the right things, drink a lot of water, stay hydrated, and, you know, you can fight this. Keep your immune system strong, you know, so avoid getting COVID-19. Yeah, so Trump got it, and, you know, I think he's getting cured. I guess he's been feeling more better. Excuse me. I guess, you know, he got, like I said, he got all the medical, the best medical, you know, assistance out there. And since he's the president, he got all the nurses at home for him to take, you know, take care of him. Whatever he needs, you know what I'm saying? Sold him steroids, whatever he's using to fight this, you know what I'm saying? But he's doing a good job. You know, he's doing what he gotta do. I think he might push that vaccine. That's my opinion, because, you know, he's gonna say, oh, I take the vaccine and I feel a lot better. You guys should take it too. But that's my story. That's my opinion. Everybody got different opinions. So who really knows, man? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, it's possible, man. Like, well, so much shit going on, man. We just gotta be the best, positive, and teach our kids, you know, be there for them and make sure they're safe. And, you know, make sure they wear masks at all times, wherever they go, wherever you're at, just gotta wear that, man. Because shit is not over yet. This COVID-19 shit is not over yet, unfortunately. And we're only in October, man. This year has been crazy, man, with this whole thing. But yeah, hopefully, you know, I hope things get back to normal soon. Sooner than, you know, later. You know, so we can live our lives. So we get people can go back to work and, you know, do what we have to do. And just be positive about certain things. Just make our money, because a lot of people are still unemployed, unfortunately, and unemployment's giving people a hard time. So it's like, what the hell, you know? There's always something. But yeah, let's see what happens, man. Let's see what happens down the road, man. We still got, you know, November, the election day. What's gonna go down, you know? What's gonna happen? Will Thanks. Will we get another stimulus package? Will we get another stimulus check? Will we help out the people for unemployment? A lot of things need to happen, man. I don't know. They just keep putting politics in it. You know, they keep bringing that shit in it, and it's not even. They should put their differences to the side and worry about the people out here that are struggling, man. A lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people can't even pay their bills, man, because they keep disagreeing with the stimulus package, you know, and then Trump's like, yeah, I'm with it, but it's just the Democrats, the this and that, you know, so it's like, yo, like, y'all keep putting politics in this, and it needs to stop, you know, it just, I guess he'll wake up now, because he got the COVID-19 and realize, yo, the American people got to go, need this, so let's go, what's the problem, what's the hold up, let's go, I guess, because, you know, since he had the virus, he'll think like that, but who knows, man, who knows what this man thinks. Trump is Trump, so, you know what I'm saying? There's gonna be many things. The Senate has to fucking put their differences aside. Fucking Nancy Pelosi and the other guy, Mitchell, whatever his name is, they gotta put their differences to the side and just think of something, man, that can help out everybody, benefit everybody, man. And let's get the ball rolling, you know, because a lot of people are still not working, you know, it's not their fault, you know, it's, you know, it just happened, the pandemic, and a lot of places lost revenue, a lot of businesses lost a lot of revenue, they can't even go back to their buildings, companies, you know, some people are just so used to remotely working from home, and, you know, that's it, they're going to be like that for a while, they want to work from home, and hey, you know, it is what it is. Some people are used to it. Some people feel safer. And I don't blame them. You know what I'm saying? Some people need to, you know. But then there's other people that need to go back to work. That can't work at home. Some people, you know, it's just like, damn. What am I going to do? You know? They don't want to quit their job and, you know, that they get paid $30 an hour and then go stoop down. Nah. All that hard work you got. And just... for nothing? You just to stoop down? Nah, man. You gotta go out there and something has to give. Something has to go down. You know? Something's got to give. We gotta figure everything out little by little, man. Things gotta happen, man. But it's all up to us and it's all up to the damn politicians and Trump, obviously, you know. But let's see what happens, man. We still got election day coming up. Let's see what this day passes the stimulus package before election day, which is next month. So let's see what happens, man. I'm glad that he's doing good. Trump, he beat the virus, you know. Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I don't wish death on the man, but he got to change his mindset, man, and just do what we got to do for the people, man, out here that are struggling, because a lot of people are struggling, man. But let's see what happens. Anyways, hope you guys are doing great. You guys can follow me on my YouTube channel as well. It's called There's a Reason for Everything. It's all one sentence, one title. And it's four, the number four. There's a Reason for Everything. Subscribe, comment, you know, like, hit me up, man. I'm on YouTube. And I hope you guys take it easy, man. Any questions, any next podcast you want me to talk about, just email me at anthonyjim89@gmail.com. And we'll just... we'll take it from there. All right, you guys take care of yourselves. God bless you all. And be safe, man. Seriously, because we don't know when things will go back to normal. We don't know what's going to go down. We don't know what people's intentions are. There's a lot of shit going on. So just be careful out there. All right, God bless you all.